Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to our family Christmas night. It's great to see everyone here tonight. This is just an informal family night where we get together and do the things that we would do if we were at home with our families, or if our families were big enough to have a whole chimes choir. But I hope this will be a fun evening, praising our Lord, and just an informal fun time. So welcome. We're going to start with a hymn, number 145, O Come All Ye Faithful. If you are, if you have a number tonight and you haven't seen me to get the order, I've got them here. Just hold up your hand when I'm coming back down and I'll hand you one. Otherwise, we'll just go in the order as it's printed. Hopefully everyone has one. Let's stand and start. 145, O Come All Ye Faithful. And we'll start tonight with the chimes.
This is a story I told my children's church and my Sunday school. And you may know it because every Christmas at 12 noon, Paul Harvey tells it. It's called The Man and the Birds. Now, you know the Christmas story. God, born of a virgin in a manger. And all that escapes most people. Because they're cynics and they're skeptics. And they really don't understand that he is God. Now, the man who I'm going to tell you about, he wasn't mean. He wasn't Scrooge. He wasn't unkind at all. He was quite fair. He loved his family. He was in his business dealings with other men. He was always fair. But he just didn't believe in the incarnation stuff. It didn't make sense to him, and he was far too honest to want to go to church and sit and hear about it. So he sadly told his wife, "I'm not going to church with you tonight. It's the Christmas Eve midnight service, but I am not going. I hope that doesn't make you sad, but I will wait up for you." So he loaded the children and his wife in the car, and off they went. Now, just as they left, it began to snow. And it came down quite hard and quickly. You've seen those wet snows, haven't you, where they come down quick and they cover everything? So he kept looking out his picture window and seeing it pile up. And so he thought, well, I'll get coffee and I'll read my newspaper and then I'll wait up for them. So he sat down, and as he was sitting there, he began to hear a strange thump. And then another thump. And then another one. And he says, "That sounds just like somebody is standing outside my window throwing snowballs at my landscape window." So he goes to the door and he turns on the light. And he was so surprised to see this flock of birds, miserable and just flopping around in the snow. Well, he couldn't let the poor creatures lay there and freeze to death, could he? Well, no. So he said, "I know what I will do. The pony is in the barn. I will go and I will open the barn up and turn on the light, and I will give the birds some shelter from the storm." Because he thinks that's why they were coming into his window, you know, the light was on and they were looking for shelter. And you know, that happens a lot of times to birds when they're out flying and a bad storm comes. They'll get thrown off course. So he put on his galoshes and everything, and he went out to the barn and he turned on the light and he opened both doors wide. But the birds didn't come in. "Oh," he said, "I'll have to coax them in." So he goes back to the house and he gets some bread and he makes a long breadcrumb trail. Now the barn doors are open and the light is shining on the snow, but the birds did not come in. He thought the food would entice them, but they just continued to flop around helplessly in the snow. He thought, "I'll try to catch some of them, put them in the barn, then the rest will follow." But he couldn't catch them. He said, I'll kind of shoo them in, herd them in. But no, they would have none of it because they were frightened of him. They just scattered in every direction except into the lighted, warm barn. Then he realized, "They're afraid of me. They're afraid of me. I'm a strange-looking creature. I'm frightening them. I'm confusing them. And they would not be led, they would not be shooed, because they feared him." He said, "If only I could be a bird. I could just mingle with them. I could speak their language. Then I could tell them not to be afraid. Then I could show them the warm, safe barn. And they could hear and understand." Of course, in every story, then at that time, the church bells began to ring, didn't they? And he could hear the Christmas hymns. I don't know what they were playing. Maybe "Joy to the World." And the wind was swirling around and the bells were ringing. And he just sank to his knees in the snow. and he prayed his first prayer. It said, "Thank you, Jesus, for coming as a man to save me from this terrible storm."
Please stand, take your hymnals, and turn to number 130. We're just going to read this in unison. You can kind of ignore the worship leader, people parts. We'll read the whole thing in unison together. "Now there were, in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" Turn the page, we'll sing "Angels We Have Heard on High," 132. Sorry. "Angels from the Realms of the Lord." Sorry. It started with the right word. Thank you. You may be seated.
Can you hear?
Lauren and I would like to share a song with you as well as a few verses. We meet together on a weekly basis, and one of the things that we've been encouraging each other with is memorizing. And so we'd like to share the passage of Scripture with you. It comes from Ephesians 2. Something that kind of stuck out to me as we were reflecting on these verses is that when it comes to be the end of the year, Christmas and the New Year is approaching, you tend to get very reflective on what happened in the past year, both the good things as well as maybe some hard things that have happened. And this passage of Scripture is very reflective in that it makes you look back at, if you're a believer, what was your life like before Christ came and saved you? And then what was it like when he saved you? And then what do you have to look forward to? So I hope that these verses will be an encouragement to you if you know Christ, that it would help you to reflect back and remember what Christ saved you from. So this is Ephesians 2, 1 to 13. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
Among them, we too formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus,
so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ,
excluded from the commonwealth of Israel,
strangers to the covenants of promise,
having no hope,
and without God in the world.
But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were formerly far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
So I hope that portion of Scripture is an encouragement to you and just reminds us again, even though this is Christmas and we think more of the birth of Christ, we know what the birth of Christ was bringing, that it was God in flesh coming. He was a child, the King of Kings coming, being born, ultimately to die for our sins. This song we would like to share with you is called All Is Well. I'm just going to read a couple of the verses here. They're short so that you know what it is that we're singing. It says, "All is well. Angels and men rejoice. For tonight darkness fell into the dawn of love's light. Sing Alleluia. All is well. Let there be peace on earth. Christ is come. Go and tell that he is in the manger. Sing Alleluia. All is well. Lift up your voice and sing. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. Sing Alleluia."
All is well, all is well.
Blessed here to have all these great musicians and just all of this music to bring praise to God. We have a tradition that we must uphold. Hopefully everyone got one of these on their way in. Let's stand and for our last song we'll sing "On the Very First Christmas, the Angels Came to Sing."
On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Fear ye not," to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, "Christ is born."
Tidings of joy, God.
Merry Christmas. Please join us in the back for a reception.